Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Kincaid and Dallas. Go back in the basement. Nobody likes you. You have no friends.
He was digging out the raspberry and I was eating the frosting.
Ooh, he is so fine.
Gosh, what time is the deposition?
Kincaid and Dallas.
How you doing?
Don't wake the kitty up.
I won't. Dallas sent me a message this morning saying I'm going to be a little bit late. I don't want to. It's kind of personal. I don't want to say what happened to you, but it was really. No, please.
Let me tell you something. You ever have that feeling where you don't know if you're just going to poop your pants or throw up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Save that.
Lord have mercy.
I hate that for you.
Oh,
it's a terrible way to start a morning.
Oh, my God. But I'm here. Can I tell y'all?
And I told you not to be. I said, girl, take the day.
I was like, no, I'm not going to take the day. I'm fine now. I did not have one red light on the way here.
Wow.
Can you? And then you know how many lights I go to.
Yeah.
Every light.
And
exactly.
The Lord said, Dallas,
go to work.
I will let you go to the people.
That's a sign
need you.
Right there.
Not one red light. Dallas. I was amazed. Amazed. Oh.
The devil gave you tummy trouble. I'm going to give you green light.
Dang. Ow.
I left the house at, what time is it now?
55 after.
Yeah. So I left the house at 4. I think it was 4:52.
Oh my God.
What time do you usually leave?
Yeah. I usually leave at 4:15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phew.
Oh.
Wow.
Dallas here on the Autobahn.
I'm ready. I mean, ready for the dish.
Wait, you are.
Dang.
Probably hungry too.
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry.
Not at the moment.
He wanted you to say yes because he wants to order Chick-fil-A. So
I'm ordering Chick-fil-A.
I don't eat Chick-fil-A.
No, I know you don't. But
you get one of those little wraps.
You have a salad. I'm just saying. Breakfast salad.
Breakfast salad.
That's the last
salad
thing you want right
sound
now.
Very good
I
right
totally
now.
Understand that.
Yeah.
How about I can
Mandy, your blush looks awesome.
Thanks.
Is it a new color?
No. I tried a new TikTok makeup hack this morning. So I was trying it out to see how it was going to work. It was a hack with concealer under my eye, and I think that hack made the blush pop more.
Okay, well, whatever it is, it works.
Okay, that's great.
It looks thank
really
you.
Successful.
Thank
really
you so
good.
Much.
I feel bad that I hadn't looked in Amanda's face since she got here until the show started. I'm sorry,
Amanda. I put a hat on mostly because my hair is dirty, but also because I get a little nervous when I try new makeup hacks that they look ugly. I feel like the hat covers it. I don't actually know if that's true, but in my brain,
because it would need to cover your face.
Yeah. But in my brain, it like shadows it a little bit.
It's shaded a bit. That's
it looks
great.
Really good.
Well, thank
love
you.
It.
I like, that is my favorite thing you've done so far.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I'll continue on with
Makes your eyes big. Your eyes are popping.
That's great. Shout out to the girl on TikTok.
Nice. I love it.
Don't take this app from me. I'm learning.
I know,
a lot.
Right? Yeah. Government, please.
Please.
Why can't Amanda be beautiful in your eyes? It's educational.
Jeez.
Garrett, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Outstanding.
Yep.
Perfect. Dallas, what's coming up in the dish?
I'm going to tell you which celebrity spends $1,000 on pedicures because he says, I got some ugly feet.
You Kincaid.
I'm not a celebrity. I do have ugly feet.
No, you are a celebrity.
Oh.
Yeah, you are.
No,
but
only in your eye.
It's not him. This guy has, I think, a size 23.
Ooh. Oh, it is me.
Oh,
hang on.
It's Dallas's Dish.
Blake Shelton's always having a good time, no matter what he's doing. He was making fun of his good buddy Luke Bryan for recently pitching him a dumb spinoff of Barmageddon called Farmageddon.
I'd watch it.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
I think it's dumb at all.
I like it.
Well, no, this isn't that. This is him just making fun of him on stage. This has had nothing to do with that here.
Luke Bryan's the worst I've ever seen. Luke Bryan comes out here. Don't you hate it? This is the worst. And he comes out and goes, hey, y'all sing it. Because he's drunk and high and he can't remember the words to his own song. I don't do that. That's ridiculous. That's just trying to force people to do your job for you. You know, that's...
Well, he turned the compliment into, he said, he turned it into a compliment that he said the stupid ideas. He said that that's why he's successful, because some of his ideas are stupid, but they're good.
All right.
Stupid, but good works. It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. I've made a life out of it.
You know what? You said it, I didn't.
Okay.
Johnny Cash's 51-year-old grandson, his name is Thomas Gabriel. He recorded a series of Johnny's covers at Cash Cabin. Y'all take a listen to his performance of Folsom Prison Blues.
When I was just a baby, my mother told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
I heard this, like, this is the Johnny, this is AI. Wow. It sounds like the Johnny AI.
Holy cow, I've got chills.
That's pretty close.
Isn't that crazy? I wonder why he decided to never have a singing career. You think it's because he sounded like his grandfather?
I think he sounds too much like
him. Yeah. Like, yeah. People would think that he's just trying to do
ripping him off.
Trading on his grandpa.
Yeah. Gosh. That's so crazy. It's like Hank Williams Jr. Mm-hmm. I think his first son looks and sounds just like his daddy.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
But he did try to have a big, you know, he tried to have a career. And I mean, he's done some things, but nothing. He never was big like his dad, of course. But he, oh my gosh, he is the spitting image of his grandfather.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I feel like in a family like that, when somebody is such an insanely successful person, you can't really replicate it through the rest of the family.
I totally agree.
Elvis's family, like Riley Keough is, you know, great, but she's never going to be as huge as Elvis.
Right.
Is.
No,
like, you cannot recreate that.
And I think Hank Jr. knew that too when he got old enough to realize, plus his daddy died when he was 28 years old, but Hank went the complete you know, with rowdy songs. But, but music was so different back then anyways when Hank Williams was around.
I'm trying to think of an instance where somebody was like hugely successful and they had a kid. And I hate to say it's almost like a movie sequel where it hardly happens where your child just outshines you in that. Who was like mega successful?
Oh, I can tell you one right now.
Give me one right now.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
okay. Yeah you win.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
I feel like all of the Nepo babies are kind of like that, where they are successful, but I feel like there's a different kind of level with a Johnny Cash and an Elvis. But, and a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Martin Sheen was great, but Charlie, oh my God, always outshined him to me on the big screen. So I don't know. Very interesting, though. Randy Travis has a new single. His new single in over a decade drops tomorrow. It's called Where That Came From. Airbnb is offering limited icon experiences. Garrett, you're going to love this.
Oh?
You can stay in the house from Up and the mansion from X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I saw there's like a video tour of Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters. Yeah, it looks awesome. I want to stay there.
There's also going to be a living room performance with Doja Cat and a private comedy show hosted by Kevin Hart. I would be in for that.
Private?
That's like wild.
You and some friends? Or
just me and Kevin. I think it's like whoever rents the Airbnb.
Now, my question is, with the Up house, if you don't follow the chore list, do they just like let you go up in the air? Like the balloons just like, just fill them up.
You didn't load the dishwasher. No, sorry, man.
Sorry.
And I'm going to tell you, the celebrity that spends $1,000 on pedicures, he says, my feet are ugly and they're stinky. He said he also likes to get them painted with sparkles and designs. It's Shaq.
Wow.
Sparkles and designs.
Let me tell you the story, though. Let me tell you why. Shaq started painting his nails years ago because of a suggestion from his mom. He said once he had a torn toenail and he wasn't going to play in the game. So his mom painted it red. He scored 40 points in that game.
Wow. Oh, my God.
He's so got lucky toes.
Yes, he said, you know what? I'm just going to start painting my toenails. So he's done it ever since.
That's good luck.
Yeah, I love that. I love Shaq. He is the best. Shaq, if you're listening, we love you. I'm Dallas, and that's Dish.
Shaq, if you listen, Dallas loves you the most out of anybody in this room. We love you, but Dallas is like a next level love.
You're awesome.
Wow. If you're going into work this morning, and the one thing you're dreading about your day is you know you've got a meeting that you're going to be in a conference room with maybe some other different cities in your company all joining in this video meeting led by maybe your CEO. Google is developing something that is just going to make these meetings 1,000 times worse. We don't need them. I'm just going to give you a hint. Okay, I'm gonna give you a hint. You know how I got the soundboard right here with all the sounds what if every meeting that you were in sounded like that? Anyone excited for that?
Oh no,
Google's gonna make it happen. But here's the thing: the sounds are so much worse, and I got them. You're gonna hear them in a couple minutes.
Kincaid and Dallas
morning.
I mean, it was a short meeting yesterday, but if you had the kind of meeting we had yesterday, you'd look forward to having meetings. Every meeting we do here ends up going off the rails. The problem is these meetings happen right after the show, so we're still in silly show mode.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we got people who take the meetings from their phone while they're either laying in bed or tell us they're not wearing pants.
Lucas.
Yep. I was gonna
cough, but Lucas.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
And he went outside, too, and he didn't have any pants on. I'm worried about that.
I think he lied about that.
I would hope so.
I think he was lying for
certainly
attention.
Certainly, maybe he had his underwear on, like boy shorts or
at least
boxers
a towel.
Or
boy
something.
Shorts. Lucas.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
If he's wearing boy shorts, he's got on somebody else's underwear. I'm just saying. But yeah, our meetings are silly.
Well, Lucas is more a boy than a man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Lucas. You're sleeping, so you're fine.
He is. He's sleeping.
He ain't listening.
He's not going to hear this.
You're a good man, Lucas. Calm down. Google's rolling out something we don't need. This is going to ruin every meeting. You're going to dread it. You'll be out sick that day.
Oh, no.
Garrett, audio emoji.
Which, explain to me what this is.
What is an audio emoji?
Yeah.
Where you can basically, like my hotkeys, you can fire off sounds during the meeting. And here's... I don't know who's in charge or if everybody gets to play the sounds, but their sounds, I'm not even kidding. Apparently these leaked. This is a low quality version of what they have. These are the sounds you can choose from. You got this. You've got sounds the same. And ew, sound like Dallas.
And that
this
is
morning.
Some kind of stupid right there.
I know.
So it's a soundboard.
Yeah. Now listen,
where's this article from?
This
came, who leaked this?
The
blog 9to5 Google has samples. This came from Mashable, a pretty reliable tech source. So I'm going to tell you right now, Google, I'm going to give you some of ours. You can have this one. Everyone quiet. Google, take this one.
Girl, you got to show them babies off.
You have that one.
That's a good one.
I'm going to let you have this one too.
All imported meat.
In case everyone's
all right.
In case everyone's sick at work.
They all tested negative.
That's good.
Kincaid, these articles say that included in that noise is a fart button.
Where's the fart?
Oh, you didn't find the
fart?
No,
I don't have that.
Oh, I'm saying like that is what will be coming in these new audio modules.
Again,
wow.
They'll try one meeting with that. Look at it shut down so quick. Oh, this is my favorite. Whenever someone has a bad idea or they extend the meeting. Okay, anybody? Is that it? Are we good? I had a question. Play Dallas doing that?
Yeah. I can think of a dozen coworkers that do not need access to this for meetings.
I agree. I can think of all coworkers that do not need access to this.
No.
No, nobody needs this. No.
I mean, you literally only need 6 buttons. And those 6 buttons are...
Have you tried the lasagna? That's my favorite.
Yes.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
Important in a meeting.
Did you catch a game last night?
Small talk before the meeting starts.
Is it still hot out there?
Yeah, you know it is.
That's my favorite.
Good. And then you wrap up the meeting with...
All right.
What else do you need?
I got to tell you, I like that guy, lasagna guy, better than...
I would agree.
...than whatever Google's coming up
all right,
with.
Meeting's over. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Dallas Day. You got all green lights coming into work this morning.
It was amazing.
And
one red light...
It's going to be your month.
To be.
Yeah, it was just great.
It's a good omen.
It really was.
There's a National Food Month. Normally, we wouldn't care about it, but I instantly thought of Dallas.
Oh,
how excited you
I
must
love
be.
This month.
I knew that you would be excited
I
about
love
this.
It. Love it. Yeah. Love it. All the fresh vegetables. Oh, my gosh.
Save that.
Please save that. Okay. I'm excited for this month, too, but I need to go on a mission, and you need to come with me.
Okay.
Will you hold my hand and go on the salad mission? I'll explain it to you.
I will do it.
You trust. Listen. You can't change stations. This is going to be the most exciting salad conversation you've ever heard in just a couple minutes.
Kincaid and Dallas in the morning.
Could be wrong, but when a food has an entire month, that's sort of special. But it's not pizza and it's not burgers. It's National Salad Month.
I never heard of this.
Salad month.
Whole month of salad enjoyment.
Salad.
It's like Dallas paid off the salad commission. Ooh. Make it a whole month.
Oh, salad's so good.
So congratulations. But then, of course, this led to somebody talking about a study where people were asked, what's your favorite topping on a salad? Number one, what do you think it is?
Chicken.
No.
Oh. Salmon.
Does ranch dressing count?
No. Oh. Topping other than dressing.
Wait. Oh. Croutons.
No.
Really?
Cucumbers.
No.
Olives.
No.
Parmesan cheese.
Tomatoes.
Garrett's half right. It is cheese. Cheese is number one. Then, hold on. Tomatoes. Bacon, then the croutons, then cucumbers.
Yum.
Top five.
I love a cucumber.
Me too. I love black olives. I love cucumbers. I love tomatoes. I love chickpeas. I put all kinds of stuff in my salad.
That's why I said off the air, you and I are going to Ruby Tuesdays one day after work. I'll buy you a salad bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love a salad bar.
I have not been to Ruby Tuesdays in like 7 years.
They used to have those pewter ladles that you dipped up the dressing with.
Mm-hmm.
And the handles were always so cold.
Did you steal one of those, Dallas?
No, I wish I had.
Did you take
it would have been hard to steal one of those.
Yeah.
You know what I saw somebody do years ago? And it bothered me so much. I think it was the last time I went back. They got French dressing. You know what French dressing is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's orange.
And they
color.
Put the ladle in blue cheese where there had been another ladle there already. They weren't paying attention.
Ew.
And then they took
Why
it
would
out.
You do that?
And so it looked like there was some sort of toxic spill that happened at the salad bar.
Like a dreamsicle.
You've cross-contaminated.
It was bad. Garrett, cross-contamination is a great way of saying it.
I'm sure it doesn't taste terrible together, but like, come on. Have some decency.
That's the one place people went savage with the croutons. They have back in the day a carafe of croutons.
Uh-huh.
And people would take that thing. I saw, again, the same night I was there, somebody took it, held their hand out, kept pouring croutons into their hand to eat. A handful of croutons, like a snack.
I'm not a crouton person.
I was going to say, I guess I like a crouton, but I prefer those, you get them with Chick-fil-A salads, the tortilla strips.
I prefer those
on a salad.
I buy those in a big bag and put that on my salad.
That was my question, Dallas, is can you get tortilla strips to buy on your own?
Yes, you can. And you know where you find them?
Where
the salad toppings are. Like where the bacon bits and all that kind of stuff.
In the toppings aisle, I got it.
Yeah, where there's the dressings and then all the toppings. Yeah. And we do all kinds of stuff. We do like craisins and sunflower seeds.
Different themes for different salads.
Yeah.
I love like an Asian salad with crunchy wontons
and
on it.
Mandarin oranges. Mm-hmm. Oh, and an Asian dressing.
Oh,
Lord, that sounds so good.
But when does a salad, you've got so many toppings on it, it no longer is a salad. It's the toppings and then the lettuce just happens to be like a side item.
If you've got a lettuce, it's a salad.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. 10 pounds of toppings on top of it.
It's okay.
It's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing in the whole world. I got a salad for dinner. What kind of salad? Well, it was a buffalo chicken salad with cheese and all the accoutrements.
You had wings.
People are so funny. Sometimes they'll be like, I'm eating salad right now. I'm like, okay, well, do you know how many calories are in that salad and the dressing put on it?
It's an 1,800 calorie salad.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. I'm being good.
Yeah, okay,
you know what?
Whatever.
Listen, if it makes you feel better for eating worse, then go ahead and enjoy. More music later because... Something weird just happened on Windy Hill. You might have heard it, the traffic report.
A naked person carjacked somebody?
That's right.
Where in the world were they holding their gun?
I have so many questions.
If they're naked?
Well, it wasn't in their pocket.
If you happen to be listening and you saw this take place.
Call here, please.
Call us, please.
Please.
Because we need some, play by play.
Yeah, if you saw this,
we need the eyewitness report.
I mean, I cannot find this. Like, I'm Googling nonstop.
It's happening right now.
But I'm saying that, none of the traffic reporters besides ours.
Shout out to Chris Carter.
I know.
Thanks, Chris Carter. We appreciate it.
All right, they got three lanes closed, evidently.
If you saw it happen,
maybe
404,
Chris has more details. Chris, 741
1015. And we might just have you on for, but wait, there's you. Okay. Kincaid and Dallas. Alice, coming up in, but wait, there's more. Garrett's never going to see a dentist because a dentist drove a dental implant all the way into a person's brain.
What have I been telling y'all?
By accident.
Oh, that scares, as a woman who has seven in her mouth, oh my God, that scares me.
Dallas?
I'm going to talk about a spritzer that tastes like a pickle.
Save what happened earlier and save that too.
Spritz your pickle.
save that as well.
Mm-hmm. Amanda. Spritzer, I hardly know her.
Don't save that.
I don't know.
I got a story about why hot dog night at the baseball games. They're all going to disappear. They're not. Good nobody's going to have hot dog night anymore.
No. It's up with the weenie wildness this year.
Oh, not the weenie wildness.
Yes. Crazy.
Yeah, you could save that too, Garrett.
What would you do with 100 pounds of smoked salmon?
Eat it.
Yeah.
100 pounds?
I'm going to have a party. I have a party. Everybody eat it.
These guys stole 100 pounds of smoked salmon. We can only speculate what they did with it.
Maybe they were going to make salads because it is National Salad Month.
Oh, good point, Salas.
Salas, it's like they knew. That's all coming up. But first.
Yes, more on the naked carjacker.
Chris Carter talked about it during our traffic report. A naked carjacking on Windy Hill. Sir, you saw what happened?
Yes, there was a gentleman that was hanging on the side of an 18-wheeler. Completely naked, right in the middle of this 75-285 merge.
What?
Yes.
He was hanging. He was hanging on a tractor trailer. Is that what you just said?
He was hanging off the driver's side mirror, completely naked, right in the middle of the interstate.
Did you see that? You saw that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We actually came through right about the time that they actually started trying to stop traffic.
What was, did you see the markings on the side of the tractor trailer? Was it anything interesting?
No, was not. It was just a regular tractor trailer.
I'm trying to think here. What would I get naked for?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Some guys just want to be naked.
We always talk about what we would do if a tractor trailer dropped everything in the road. I don't know what I would get naked for. I don't know what truck I would hang off of.
Nothing, I don't think.
He was just out in traffic and decided that that tractor trailer looked like it needed to be hung on to.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Wow.
Thank you. What's your name?
Morning.
We love you. What's your name?
Desmond.
Desmond, thank you for being our on-the-spot reporter, spotting a naked man hanging off a truck.
No problem.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
But wait, there's more. Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
This happened in Turkey. There's a 40-year-old man named Ramazan who recently went in with a toothache and had several teeth taken out. His dentist said they needed to be replaced with implants, which screw directly into your jaw. I have one. Dallas has seven. Anybody else implants in your teeth? Not yet. Oh, you're lucky. Well, Garrett, you'll be there eventually. They were installing a tooth on the upper left-hand side of this dude's mouth when he said it felt like his dentist was pushing, like, really hard. The dentist said, relax. This is totally normal. What happened next wasn't normal enough. The dentist went too far. The screw broke through the jaw, pierced his brain, ended up being lodged in his skull behind his left eye.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus, dude.
How did it not kill him?
Out in pain almost, Amanda. And the dentist realized it was serious. So he rushed him to an emergency room where he just brought him there and then took off.
Yeah. Ooh. He will not be doing any more implants.
No.
Surgeons said that this guy might not survive the surgery. He said goodbye to his wife and kids just in case. But luckily, he pulled through. He fully recovered.
Wow.
That's amazing.
My dentist ain't even going to be cleaning people's teeth after this.
Oh, he's not going to be a dentist anymore, I'm sure. Well, when you get an implant, the first thing they do is check your bone.
Yeah.
And if the bone in your mouth is not wide enough or strong enough, they give you a bone graft.
Yep.
And then after you grow the bone some, then you get your implant. So I guess he didn't grow any bone or anything.
Well, surprise, surprise. He's now suing. Of course, for an undisclosed amount of money, the guy who had the implant put in.
I thought you meant the doctor was suing somebody. Like, what? Yeah.
He says that he called the dentist and the guy wouldn't even give him a refund.
Oh my God.
That guy's about to be a billionaire at this point.
I don't know what kind of malpractice insurance he's got, but here, let me tell you, whatever he's got, that guy's going to get it.
But wait, there's more from Dallas.
Goodness gracious. Okay, they came up with this idea as an April Fool's joke, but it turned out people actually wanted more pickle-flavored drink options. So they're going to get them from Clausen. The Pickle Flavor Wine Spritzer. They are back for this summer. After launching last year, they were extremely popular, which is amazing. They're 6% alcohol. Hold on to your wallet for this one, though. You can pre-order 8-packs and 8-pack. for $50.
$50?
Are you kidding me?
Jeez. I can't be that
some pickle
good.
Juice and seltzer water and mix it together.
Really?
Oh. I knew this and I went to Dallas going, I could make this better at
I
home.
I can make this better and a lot cheaper. $50? What?
And mixing the pickle juice with the spritzer will get, save you from having a hangover.
Exactly.
Save your money. Just shoot some Jameson with a pickle, but pickle juice chaser. You'll be fine.
6% alcohol, which is like a beer or a hard seltzer. Last year's version came in 8.4 ounce cans. They've upped it to 12 ounces. Okay, so you get 12 ounces. So you won't blow through all that pickly goodness all, you know, so quick.
Save that.
But if you pre-order now, you can get them just in time for summer. They'll ship in 4 to 6 weeks.
Thank
you
God.
You can keep your pickle flavor seltzer for $50.
That is so stupid.
Yeah.
Amanda, before we get to you this morning, Riverdale, welcome to the show. Welcome to New Country 101.5. Thanks for joining us in Riverdale. New Country 101.5. You're in, but wait, there's more. Amanda.
This is why I think it was Philly that banned hot dog night, $1 hot dog night. I told that story a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember they
said $1 hot dog night is just getting too rowdy. We got to ban it. So they stopped doing that. And this is exactly why a New York Mets fan on Tuesday was removed from his seat at Citi Field because it was $1 hot dog night and people in the stands were throwing hot dogs at this man specifically.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because he had gone all out. He loves hot dog night. He was wearing a hot dog hat, a handwritten shirt that read "Bad day to be a glizzy," and he also had a running tab of hot dogs to beers consumed on the t-shirt. And all the fans in the stands were like, this guy loves hot dog night, so they just kept throwing hot dogs at him. He was standing up, he was waving at people to keep throwing hot dogs his
way. So he was getting them to eat.
I think that people were like, yeah, take this hot dog, put it on your t-shirt. And I don't know if he was eating them.
That man's name, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. So he was so excited about these hot dogs being thrown his way, and he was finally escorted his seat to restore order to the game.
Oh.
He, I think, was so excited about this moment. He told another fan about the story, about what happened to him on the train back home. And if you're wondering, the amount of hot dogs and the amount of beers he had based off of what was on his t-shirt. He had 9 hot dogs and he had 10 beers.
Good man.
Wow.
So good man.
He had a great time.
That's I don't know if he's allowed back,
but yeah. But wait, there's more, Garrett.
There's something fishy going on in Seattle, and I think it's fish. Thieves stole 100 pounds of smoked salmon and thousands of dollars as well. According to the business's owner, her name is Desiree Chin. She said her employees found evidence of a break-in when they came to open Seattle Fish Guys on Sunday morning. Here's a quote from her. She said, they took some cash from the back and some office junk, but they mainly took all the smoked salmon. We had it piled high, and they specifically took the smoked salmon, 100 pounds at least.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's so much fish.
That's so much salmon.
That's going to smell.
Is this the fish place in Seattle where they throw the fish at each other?
You know, like a fishmonger?
Yeah, well, they like toss the one fish back and forth throughout the... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, anyway. Like a fish market. yes. She said that the business has surveillance cameras, but the cameras were not working at the time of the burn.
Sounds like an inside job.
Well, it's interesting you say that. But even without the video evidence, Chin suspects that the burglars are customers. She said they would have needed to have knowledge of some of the items that they stole, including jerky and salmon collar, which she said was packaged inconspicuously.
Wow.
She's confused as to why the thieves stole the fish valued at $27.99 per pound.
Wow.
Salmon is expensive, y'all. Instead of valuable non-perishable merchandise like alcohol, she said they need to keep it refrigerated or they're going to have to eat a lot of it. Yeah, why would you buy that much salmon unless you're planning on immediately reselling it?
Maybe they're having a party.
On the salmon black market or eating all of it.
Yeah, but it's smoked. I mean, it's already
$30 a pound. They got 100 pounds.
Yeah,
they could easily resell that.
Yeah, but who's
$3,000?
Who's buying secondhand salmon?
Not me.
Ew.
Hey, listen, he had a great musical career. I enjoyed his music.
Secondhand salmon?
Yes.
But wait, that's all.
Thank you, Garrett. That all beef roller coaster, Dallas. Those are the words.
Is that what he said?
No, I hear that every single time, and I sing along. I'll be for a roller coaster. Not the words are not the words.
No,
my little secret. When you sell something that you've given your personal data to, a television, and you're still logged into all your streaming services, and you sell it to somebody who is a coworker and knows you and has to work with you every day, you may ask, please do me a favor. I forgot to log out of all these things. When you get that TV, do me a favor. Just go ahead. Just log out.
Yeah.
Or change your password immediately to all of them, because this coworker learned a little something, something about somebody else based on their viewing history.
Oh, goodness. I wouldn't want anybody to see my viewing history.
Well, we're going to hear about it coming up next.
Shh, it's my little secret.
Yeah, well, my secret is this. I bought a TV from a coworker, and when I bought the TV, I'm logged into like 8 different streaming services. Netflix, HBO Max, everything is on there, and I'm definitely not going to tell them.
The TV saved all their streaming service logins.
I didn't even know a TV could do that.
We don't use it, but ours does that. We've got a TCL Roku. It saves everything if you want it to.
Yeah,
wow.
It's all on there. Yep. But his kid went to college. His son went away. So I'm thinking it was his son's TV. So, but on the flip side of that, there's a lot of like... He watched a lot of strange after hours stuff on there. You know how they give you the recommended, like, oh, since you watch
Showtime
this,
after like, dark. Listen, you cannot tell the coworker at work, like, hey, man, your kid watches some weird stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I did not watch that.
No.
Since you watched this.
In the meantime, enjoy all the free movies. This is great, man.
Yeah, man. It's a dream come true.
Really. You're going to be sad when he changes passwords and you get logged out.
I know. I'm going to be hurt.
Doesn't pop up anywhere and says, you know, like, it doesn't tell that person that someone's using their login.
On mine, I have the same thing, and I let a buddy have a password, so I see what they're watching. Sure. But sometimes you don't even realize or pay attention.
Okay.
Especially if it's a streaming service you haven't logged into in a while.
Right.
That's true, too.
Look at you living the good life. That's, you know, I'm sure, like, this movie was like a 4 out of 10, but it was free, so it's an 8.2.
There you go.
Yeah, it's definitely an 8.2.
Chew. Man, going over to your house this weekend. Free TV. Thank you for your secret. And man, yeah, never tell your coworker when he has a TV. Great, your son's a perv. Never say that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're all juggling life, a career, and trying to build a little bit of wealth. The Brown Ambition Podcast with host Mandy and Tiffany the Budgetnista can help.
When it comes to navigating your career, it really isn't a linear path. You just have to make the best choices with the information that you have at the time and just trust in the journey. Our job security is ourselves. It is our ability to bounce back. And if there's one thing that I've learned is that I'm always going to rise to the top.
Brown Ambition,
wherever you listen.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kincaid and Dallas Park Podcast.
I saw this reel and I want to believe that this was a real reel, Garrett.
A real reel?
It was a real reel. It was this girl and she happened to be backpacking in Europe. She's in some small town somewhere in Switzerland. She's like, guys, you won't believe, I'm in this bar and I run into my next door neighbor from home from Kansas.
That's crazy.
Wow. And she just sees, here he is, and we're hanging out. And
how did you not know that your next door neighbor was taking the same trip you were taking?
She's in college. She hadn't been home.
Oh, okay. That neighbor. Okay.
And so, yeah. And
okay,
so
that
from
makes sense.
From back home. But
that's crazy.
That is so crazy.
I have had it happen so many times. Now, I don't travel thousands of miles, you know, panhandling golf.
So who'd you see in the panhandle or the golf from rural Alabama?
I'm laying on the beach in Santa Rosa. This has been, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. I don't remember how year. But anyways, I'm laying there. It's me, my sister, a bunch of people. We're all at the beach on vacation. We're drinking tequila. We're loud.
I'm sorry, you drink? You never drink.
We're drinking tequila.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Passing the bottle of Casamigo around.
Yeah.
And there were four women that were laying on the beach kind of up in front of us. And one of the women stands up and goes, "Are you Dallas?" And I was like, wow. Oh, my God.
Because you were being drunk and loud.
She said, "I recognize your voice." And they were the nicest, nicest folks.
Wow.
Scott and I go on vacation, our honeymoon, just a few weeks ago. And now, keep in mind, this is an island that is about an hour south of Sarasota. It's kind of a private island. There's no restaurants, no bars, no nothing. There's only houses. The only way to get to this island is to take a boat. We're walking on the beach. We run into a couple from Gainesville, Georgia.
Wow. Surprise, surprise.
They're from Gainesville.
Yeah, they're from Gainesville. Such a nice couple.
That's so funny.
I know. So I meet people everywhere I go that they'll go, "Oh, yeah, I know you." Or they, even if they don't listen, they're like, "I've heard of you." Yeah. And, you know, just.
I think if I were in college and I were backpacking through Europe and I ran into somebody, it'd be like, "Oh, wow, let's have a beer." And then at the end, I'd be like, "Okay, but it'd be awkward. Okay, bye. Have fun.
See ya. Like, bye, have a great time."
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
I actually feel like that would be the easiest scenario, though, because you're in a foreign country. You can just be like, "All right, bye. We're going to France tomorrow." Yeah, and that person's like, "Great. I've already got a whole trip planned, too. Nice to see you."
How awkward would that be? "Oh, wow. That sounds fun. You mind if I tag along?"
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that might.
I'm backpacking by myself for a reason. Yeah.
Dallas, you're great at getting out of that kind of stuff.
But. Yeah.
What if it happened to more people where you were in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden it happened to Garrett?
Well, okay, this doesn't exactly fit the prompt, but you talking about backpacking reminded me of this. In college, my roommate Lane was hiking the Appalachian Trail over the summer, and I had another friend, Ryan, who I knew was also hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Did they know each other?
No, there was no way these guys ever would have met. They never would have known each other. And I told Lane, I was like, "Oh, yeah, if you run into my buddy Ryan, tell him,"
oh,
I said, "hey."
Oh, my gosh.
And then randomly, out of the blue, I hadn't thought about either of them for a couple weeks. I get a group message from the two of these guys. It's a selfie of the two of them together on the trail.
Oh, my gosh.
They ran into
gosh.
Each other. How wild is that?
That is wild.
That is crazy.
No, it was crazy.
That is the 1 degree of Garrett.
That is
so cool.
I wonder how the conversation struck up. Like, did one of them say, "Hey, are you Garrett's friend?"
I think I told him his, well, because people have like trail names.
Oh,
like you have
okay.
a nickname when you're on the trail.
I didn't know that.
Please tell me. Hold on.
You decide your nickname,
or does somebody give it to you?
I think it's usually given.
By whom?
No, I know how it works.
Other hikers.
I remember this. It's your pet's name and your street name. That's your trail name.
No, that's your stripper name.
Oh. No, that's to steal name, people's IDs.
Yeah.
So anyways, I had told my buddy Lane about my friend Ryan and what his trail name was. His nickname was Captain Underpants because he like hiked in his boxer shorts. And so he ran into my buddy Ryan and remembered his
that
nickname.
That is so
boxer guy.
Funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. What a great story.
Small world.
Oh, we've got a call.
Yeah, phone's already ringing. 404-741-1015. Call or text brought to you by GetInTheRing.com. How did you run into somebody you knew or like Garrett where it was kind of a...
bringing people together.
A weird trail underwear matchmaking in heaven. These calls are going to be great.
Kincaid and Dallas in the morning.
A weird time. You just happen to be on vacation. All of a sudden, look at that. You're 1,000 miles from home. You're across the globe even. Maybe it's 15,000 miles. You circle the globe a bunch of times. There's my next door neighbor, like this TikTok video. You're in Switzerland, whatever. Where were you? Good morning, Susan. Where were you and who did you bump into?
Okay, it happened twice, actually. Once we were in, we're originally from New York.
I hear it.
San Francisco. We went to San Francisco on a vacation, and a Wednesday night, we're walking around San Francisco, and all of a sudden, somebody comes up to me and says, "Wow, you only meet your neighbors." This was my neighbor. I didn't even know he was coming.
Wow. There
That's
he
so
is.
So crazy.
That's insane.
And then we were in Europe, and we were in the Charles de Gaulle airport. Yeah, really, who would be? And all of a sudden goes, all of a sudden, this guy comes up and he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, he was another old neighbor."
Wow,
so weird.
It's and a that small was world it. After all.
Wow.
A
little too strange. Little too strange.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
Susan, I hope to bump into you on a flight really soon. I'll know it's you. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you for listening. We love you. Thank you so much for being here again. Appreciate you, Don. Good morning. Who did you run into? Where?
Well, it wasn't necessarily me, as was my son.
Okay.
He knew everybody. We were surprised by we could go anywhere and he'd find somebody he knew. We had gone to Detroit for a family gathering, and he was 7 years old. We get on a plane to come back home, and we're sitting there, and we got delayed at the gate for a little bit because of weather. And he looks in the back. He says, "Mom, I know those two kids."
That is hilarious.
You know, from school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, you're seven, and we're in Detroit, Michigan. Yep.
Who do you know in Detroit?
And then he says, "Mom, don't worry about it."
Yeah.
I hear this small voice from the back go, "Hey, Brody."
That's so
kids,
funny.
Man. That's wonderful, Don. Thank
he
you.
He sounds just like a little social butterfly. Yeah. He knows everybody. Yes,
appreciate you. Good morning. Welcome to the show. This is, I'm sorry, that was Don. This is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hi, there you are. What's going on? Who'd you bump into? Where were you?
So this is actually my mom's story. To preface it, we're part of a small dance community. We do Scottish Highland dancing.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's very different. And she was traveling from Georgia to Colorado for a Scottish Highland dance event. And randomly, at the hotel the night before the event, the elevator doors open, and another woman from the Highland Dance community who doesn't live in Colorado was on the elevator. Just randomly.
Wow.
It's such a small world.
For that event, like, she was there visiting her boyfriend.
Wow.
That's insane. What are the odds? Thank you. I can't even. That's wild. Fred, who did you bump into? Yeah. Where were you?
Well, we was on vacation when I was a kid to Okefenokee Swamps.
Nice.
And we lived up here in North Atlanta and was out there walking around at the Visitor Center. And my dad, a few years earlier, had major back surgery. And there was his surgeon that done his back surgery walking around in Okefenokee.
Of all the places.
That's great. That happened years ago. We didn't tell my grandparents that we were traveling. We said that there was something going on. My mom, I don't know why my mom didn't say anything to that. My dad's parents. And so we busted, ran into my grandpa at the airport. He was on the same flight going to the same place for work.
Wow.
And they're like, "What are you doing here?" And I ran into him and was all excited. And I'm like, "Look, it's P-Pop." And my mom's like, "Great, it's P-Pop."
Now he knows.
I don't know why we didn't tell him.
Isn't
I have no
that
idea
crazy?
Why.
It's that's just wild. So nuts. Thank you.
These messages, Dallas.
Oh, look at this one. My husband and I ran into another couple from our gym at a nudist resort.
Oops.
And yes, we were all naked.
I wonder if that made the gym experience weird next time. Or maybe not. Or maybe did you outvote everybody else at the gym, make it a new gym?
I don't want a new gym.
I went on, met somebody on a cruise thousands of miles from home. We lived down the street. See, that happens.
This is crazy.
I saw my elementary school teacher at a friend's wedding. I met the friend in college.
Wow, that is weird.
That is.
What?
I went on a cruise to the Dominican. We met another couple that was from Paulding County, and they actually lived on the same street as me.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a weird. Small world.
Mm. It is a small world.
Wow. That's why they made that theme park ride.
Which one?
I think you know.
The pirate ship one.
You can't sing it.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that was the one. Yeah, sounds familiar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Dallas had some great advice the other day. She said, you know, for Mother's Day, do something for Aaron. Do something. Just don't say you're going to do something and the day before do it. Do it now. Get it locked in. Get that hotel room right now for Aaron. Have her just spend the night, kid free, read a book, do what you want to do, have a nice meal. Just enjoy the time quiet and alone.
Okay, before I said that though, you said that Aaron wanted some time to herself.
I know she did because we've been talking about it. And my poor wife, you know, two little kids. I've been working a lot of extra stuff and doing things. My side hustle. I'm not ashamed. I drive Uber. And
you got your Etsy shop.
Yup. My Etsy shop.
Etsy shop.
I have my Only Kincaid page.
Yeah.
People can see various pics of whatever they want.
Busy,
there's a lot going on.
I'm trying, you know, busy, man.
I got to replenish the college fund. I had foundation work done in my house.
That's right.
So I'm like, this is great. You know what? She's very, my wife comes from a family. My wife. She comes from a family, much like where I grew up. You know, mom didn't have a whole lot of money. Family didn't have a whole lot of money growing up. Times were tight. And so she sees anything that she does for herself as excess. She sees even like, she'll have a hole in like a bunch of her socks. And she goes, nah, I'll just wait till my whole foot goes through the sock. I'm not gonna. I'm like, Aaron, they're socks. It's a $3-4 purchase. She, like, much like my grandparents or great grandparents who lived through the Depression, not until it wears out, not that same mentality.
Yeah.
And so she's very, very thrifty with money. I know a lot of people like that. And so Yesterday during the show, I got her a nice hotel room in an area where she can walk around. You know, it's not uncommon for people to sit by themselves outside, have coffee in this area. It was a great place for her to spend some time and just be alone and just recharge. Kids, they're great. We love them. But oh my gosh, after a while, especially when she's constantly dealing with them while I'm at work and doing the school runs and stuff like that, she needs a break. Let me do it. I'm not going to play the audio. I sent it to the group text yesterday. I'm not going to play it. She was not happy that because Dallas wanted to hear what her response was when I told her that I was doing this. I was not going to surprise her. Wanted to give her plenty of time to adjust. I bought what was supposed to be a non-refundable room. That way she couldn't get out of it.
Right. You're locked in.
Yeah. And I said, listen, I got you this room here. It's in this beautiful place. Enjoy. And she's like, you heard it. She's like, no. Yeah. No.
My question was, what was her reasoning? Did she say it like that because she was annoyed you were
she didn't like me recording
her?
Yeah, but she told me after, and here's what it comes down to. This is, I love her so much, and we need to replace all of the toilet seats in our house. They're all breaking. They're all snapping off the toilet because my kids like that. Because when my kids use the bathroom, they go, boom, they throw it down, and so they're all snapping. Every toilet seats are breaking.
You need those kind that let down easy.
Mm-hmm. We had those, and they all broke.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they went from letting down easy to boom to breaking.
Oh.
So Aaron goes, that's money we could spend on toilet seats. That's money we could spend. We need our garage door openers acting funky. She says that's probably garage door opener money. Mm. She's like, I don't need this. This is not a priority. There's other things that can be. She's reallocated that money in her mind, and she sees it as not something that she deserves.
Well, did you tell her? Well, too late. It's non-refundable.
I did.
You have to use it.
I did.
Well, Amanda, it looks like we're going to spend the day at the hotel right by the pool.
Yeah, what did you do with it?
She told me, she's like, well, you know what? Then you go there and you enjoy that time.
On Mother's Day?
With the kids, right?
I said, that is Mother's Day Eve into Mother's Day. You want me to bring the kids there? No, they won't like it. There's only one bed. It's not good for kids. No.
Okay, well, now I'm confused because she knows you're not getting rid of it, so she knows the money's not getting allocated somewhere else, so why doesn't she just use it?
That's what I said.
Because you're getting the money back. Somebody has to use it.
Yeah, she may
because
as well.
I went and checked, and I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. You're going to do this, whatever. Because I had literally 1 minute and 21 seconds before it would have, you know, been non-refundable, because it was within a few hours of me booking it, I was able to cancel it and get the money back. But I'm, you know, what can I do? I mean, you know, this is just how she is. What can I do?
Yeah.
I love her.
I almost wonder if
what's with the eyes, Dallas? Please tell me what you're thinking. I'm serious.
No.
I don't
know what I'm thinking.
Tell me.
I'm just.
No, you never hold back.
I'm kind of flabbergasted. I just don't understand.
Do you think it's maybe the way you approached it? Like, I'm not saying this is your fault at all. I'm saying, like, maybe if you had, maybe at night the kids were asleep, you sat down, you said, hey, I wanted to get this for you. This I think is really important. You're not recording her. You're just giving her this gift. And it's just the two of you. The kids are asleep, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you had, do you think that would have made a difference or no?
Dallas wanted me, I'm sure. Dallas wanted me to record it. I wanted to because I know that you would not have believed me because you don't believe me.
I thought that she was going to be excited because she had told you that she wanted time away.
Nope.
Why did she say that?
She didn't say she wanted time away. She'd just be like, oh my gosh. She was looking for, it's funny because the last time that this came up, she was summoned. She was summoned for jury duty. And she was actually like, oh man, she said to me, she said, I almost wish I had gotten it because it would have been some great time to just do nothing. And I said, I can get you that time to do nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and that's where we're at. So
what if you came back and you said, all right, well, I got a way cheaper hotel. You can go stay at the motel down the street.
Then I'd worry about her safety.
But she would maybe accept it because it's cheaper.
I don't know.
Motel.
A lot of people are texting in and saying.
What are they saying?
Here, this one says, she sounds a lot like me.
Yeah.
Oh. You have to force her to go. She is in full mom mind mode.
Yeah.
And forgets that she deserves her time.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously not a mother, I fully believe that.
Said, honestly, that's how most moms are. If my hubby did this, I probably would have responded the same way. Wow.
9441 says, just drop her off and leave. Don't do that, King. Oh, that is bad advice, 9441.
9441, can I stay at your house?
Yeah, for an extended period of time, because if he did that, he'd be kicked out.
Hey, Aaron, Hey, get out real quick. I want to show you something. Oh my gosh. So that's where we're at.
Oh, maybe you should rebook it and then say, I actually couldn't cancel it. And then, yeah, you force her to do it. And then she'll say, wow, I actually really needed that. Thank you so much for making me do that.
All right, let me try it.
I mean, I don't know.
No,
all
you,
of these
no.
women are say saying that go, they okay. would.
I think you got to pivot. You got to do something else. Take her to play laser tag or something.
Okay, you know what? There we go. Laser tag.
Moms love laser tag. Everyone knows that.
Aaron is a laser tag kind of guy.
This Mother's Day, forget about flowers. Forget about everything you thought was important to mom. She wants to play laser tag.
That's right.
The words of Garrett Loudon. Jackie, if you're listening, good morning.
Kincaid in Dallas.
Thanks for all the texts you sent us, too, involving the situation with me just trying to do something nice for Mother's Day. I get it. A lot of moms reached out and said the same thing, that you get into overdrive mode where it's kids, 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 and you just don't know how to take care of yourself and the things that you want to do. I tried to do something nice for my wife and give her plenty of heads up. Hey, stay here. Enjoy the night. I'll take care of the kids. You just relax. I even said, she laughed when I said, you know, they've got a spa. She laughed. She goes, ha, ha, yeah, because I go to lots of them. She's not a spa person. She's not a spa person. She's not a shoe person. She's not a jewelry person.
What kind of person is she?
I already told you, laser tag.
She's a laser tag.
I don't know
person.
Why we're still talking about this.
Yeah.
Just take it a laser tag.
I do not see Aaron playing laser tag.
No, she ain't playing laser tag.
We played laser tag. That was like,
But that's what she wants to do by herself.
No, you always want to play with people you know.
She doesn't know.
Laser tag is strange.
Yeah, you go as a family. Yeah.
They're like, which kid is yours? And she's like, none of them. I'm just here by myself.
I'm just here.
I'm a mom away.
I have done that before. My buddy Chad and I, we accidentally crashed a 7-year-old's birthday party and wrecked all of them at laser tag.
Well, at least you were with a friend. If you had just been there alone, that would have been weird.
They would have called the police.
Rightly so.
Mommy, this man keeps...
If I were a mom and there was one thing kid-related that I could do, I would want someone to rent me either the entire roller rink for
the day. I was going to say roller skating.
Or the trampoline park. From trampoline to trampoline to trampoline. No one else in there but me.
Take her to Sky Zone.
Girl.
There you go.
Hold on, let me get that.
Then she spends an hour just worrying that the kids are going to break something.
Where'd
it go?
Oh, no.
The wrong button. Girl.
Oh.
Girl, you know, I want to do something special for Mother's Day, so I rented out Sky Zone. So you're going to see a lot of crying kids out through the glass waiting by the front door when it's locked, and you have the whole place for 3 hours on Mother's Day.
Well, it's not Valentine's Day. You don't have to do something super romantic or sexy for her, you know?
Sexy.
It's Mother's Day.
Wait, we did just get a text message about her love language. Do you know what her love language is? Because that is helpful. Because if she is like an acts of service person, then fixing the toilet seats, or if she's a quality time person, just the two
honestly,
of you.
I'm glad you asked that. Her
words
love language.
Of affirmation.
Her love language is me listening and not saying anything until after she's done speaking. That does wonders.
Okay. I don't think that's one of them. I don't think that's on the list. No.
Somebody said, send the boys home with Dallas, damn it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Girl, I sent the boys with Dallas. And I'm just going to drive around. So you just enjoy your day at the house with the broken toilets.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Morning.
I posted the video right after it happened yesterday. It's on our Instagram and Facebook, Kincaid and Dallas. It never happens where we all leave at the same time. We had a meeting and we all left at the same time in the same elevator. Never happens, hardly ever.
It was very weird.
So I grab my phone and you can see the look of anger, just like, oh, enough, Kincaid, on Amanda's face. I'm like, hey, want to see the worst thing that could possibly happen in an elevator? Did you think I was going to fart?
No.
Okay, that's what everybody said. Oh, Amanda totally thought you were going to fart.
No.
And then I start jumping up and down. Garrett starts jumping up and down in this elevator. We thought it was
I was just annoyed because I had places to be. And if you had broken the elevator, I would have been furious.
That's what it was. Okay.
Somebody else said, seriously, I thought he was going to fart. Yeah.
I did not think that. I knew you were going to do something stupid like you did, but I was mostly concerned because I needed to be places.
I'm glad you didn't fart.
It would have been really funny if I somehow stopped it and it required repair. That'd be funny, right?
No.
I don't want to get stuck in an elevator
with y'all.
As someone
who's been stuck in the elevator here for an hour and a half, no.
And you were in the big elevator, right?
Yeah, I was in the service elevator.
You could lay down and
I did lay
done
down.
Some hot yoga.
I laid down. I put my legs up on the wall, did some exercises, filmed some videos. I mean, what was I going to do?
Yeah. But this elevator, much smaller, and it would have been funny. I wonder how many people have been funny in an elevator with a group of people, especially when you overcrowd them at a hotel,
uh-huh,
and there's like 10 people in the elevator, and somebody's funny, and they go, "Oh, guys, watch!" And they jump, and then the elevator abruptly stops. What are you doing?
I'm watching.
She's watching
you.
The video.
You didn't watch it. Oh, I love when you just watch things during the show. That's good radio.
I don't even think that jumping and stopping the elevator is my biggest fear. I'm afraid that you jumping is going to cause the cables to snap, and then we're going to die.
I got like a steel cable.
How much do you think I weigh?
Well, you and Garrett both were jumping. So
how much do you think I weigh?
I don't know.
There's a lot of jumping going on.
There's a lot of jump. I don't know how old those cables are. When was the last time they were checked? I don't know.
I'm going to sound like one of those commercials you see during daytime TV. If you or someone you love was in an elevator that stopped and broke because somebody was being funny, call here. Somebody was being funny in an elevator, or you were the funny one in that elevator, and you broke it.
Mm.
How long did that joke take to fix itself?
How long did it take to pick which corner's the bathroom corner?
Yeah.
Ew.
We are now talking to Tracy. Tracy, unfortunately, was in an elevator that stopped because people like myself and Garrett were being funny, and they broke the elevator while you were in it?
Actually, it was me.
Tracy, you were the one. I love this. What were you doing in the elevator? Who was in it when it broke?
So this was back in the olden days. We lived in Japan. We were Air Force brats. And so me and my brother, back in those days, you could just wander wherever to get on your bikes and go. And there was this apartment building that was probably 12, 14 stories. And we would go and we'd get in the elevator, and we'd ride up and down, and then on the way down, you could wedge your fingers between the door and open the door.
And it would
stop between floors. And so I used to do it all the time. I'm like, oh, watch this.
What?
And so it stopped between two floors one time, and then the doors wouldn't close, and it was just stuck.
Oh.
And so we were in the elevator, and the only thing that I could think of was like, oh, my God, I'm in so much trouble. I'm going to be in so much trouble with my mom. And so the maintenance guy came and fixed it, whatever, and we just pretended like we lived there and scurried out, never went back again.
Yeah.
To this day, never knows.
Tracy.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Thank you for joining us for My Little Elevator Secret. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
That's funny.
We were talking about messing around in the elevator, and Garrett and I, we were all in the elevator yesterday. The show is never, I think there's a rule here at the radio station, we're not allowed to be in the elevator at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, and Garrett and I were jumping up and down trying to be funny. Imagine if this would have happened.
Oh,
this message. I was pregnant.
Okay.
And someone in our group decided to jump in the elevator at the parking deck at the baseball stadium.
They go into labor.
And we got stuck between two floors and had to bar the doors open and climb out because the health call button was useless.
Mm.
But they couldn't find us or find which elevator we were in to fix it.
What a nightmare.
That is so scary.
No, she did not go into labor.
I wonder how pregnant she was.
Text back.
Trying to climb out of an elevator. That can't be easy.
No.
Absolutely not. You think you could get your leg up to get out of an elevator?
Save that, please. You know, after all the legwork I did yesterday with Trainer Tim, absolutely.
I think,
I can climb out of anything.
You have to take
now.
Those tight jorts off.
You
got those on today?
When you loved it, huh?
You got tight jorts on today?
Are they tight?
They're not tight.
I don't know. I can't see.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're tight around the waist, but when you try to lift your leg, kind of like the crotch is, you know what I'm saying?
She means tight, like cool. Like, oh, those are tight, dude.
See what I'm saying? See?
They're too tight.
You have to take your jorts off so you could sling your leg up.
No, leave the jorts on. Leave the jorts on.
Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
Apparently, a few people, more than a few, are saying that since they started on Ozempic, their mood has changed.
Oh.
I've heard this, and I think I've seen it firsthand, because I know a couple of people that are on Ozempic, and it's definitely kind of changed their
demeanor.
Yeah, their whole persona, the vibes they give off, they're a little bit different.
Interesting.
Maybe not always in a bad way, but
yeah.
I know there's a lot of talk about it going on.
I've got sound from one guy. He explains how he feels exactly. So I'm wondering if you see the same thing in this person. Let me go ahead and find a winner here. Hold on. I'm going to do your job. And please rate me at the very end and let me know how I did. Rate how I did. Good morning. Your caller one, try again. Good morning. Your caller number two, try again. Hi there, your caller number three, try again. Good morning, I'm so sorry, your caller four, try again. That was very professional.
That was okay. I think you could have cleared your throat some more, but...
Oh, Lord.
That was good.
Thanks. We saved Dallas with another New Country 101.5 winner.
Good morning, winner. You're live on the radio.
You are kidding me.
You got the $100 gift card, and now you're qualified. You get that 1 in 5 chance. We're doing this every day. Last chance is tomorrow for the Eric Church adventure in Nashville. So congratulations
on
the gift
card.
That's
amazing. And guess who this is?
Mom?
This is Tracy. I just called with the elevator story.
Oh, my gosh. Tracy. Look at you.
See, you break an elevator, and later on down the road, look what God does for you. Hang on, Tracy. We'll grab all your info. What are the odds?
I need to go break an elevator.
What? Garrett, we'll go back and do it today.
You still
maybe
can't have the tickets,
no.
Garrett.
Come on.
It's not happening, Garrett.
Isn't there anything I can do?
Oh. No.
How many elevators do I need to break?
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
This is indeed the first WrestleMania without Vince McMahon.
I mean, it's about as horrible as it can get, but does erasing that history make it any better?
Everybody's being careful not to celebrate Vince McMahon. I think you can acknowledge him without celebrating him. I think that's the double-edged sword that everybody's sort of carrying for now.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
So the Ozempic thing, this guy, he's been on Ozempic for a while. He says his personality has changed. There's sort of a title for it. They say that this is Ozempic personality. Here's what he says.
It's the latest side effect that's giving some patients pause.
I absolutely, for months now, have been feeling depressed.
They say popular diabetes drugs, which are also used for weight loss, such as Ozempic and Mounjaro, are leading to mood changes and depression in what's been dubbed Ozempic personality. Some users complain they don't feel like themselves, their joy dulled.
So I used to be a really positive, bubbly, like sunshine person, and over the last year and a half, I've kind of lost that.
Now, what Ozempic does, right? Doesn't it just make you not hungry?
Yeah.
That's what it
does. Yeah, it makes you not hungry.
And as somebody who's got this compulsion and food brings me so much joy, do you think it's that psychologically it's because they're not getting that food? They're not hungry for that food, so that same joy just doesn't...
Well, whenever you eat tasty food, it's like a shot of endorphins straight to the brain.
There's been this whole article going around about Ozempic face in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
That a lot of celebrities are...
Yeah, a lot of celebrities are losing weight by taking the shots, and even though they're not diabetic, because I think that's what it's for.
It's diabetes medicine.
Yeah, diabetes medicine. Yeah. But they're saying that this another result is Ozempic face. So,
is this not displayed in the... Like
the side effects?
The side effects? Like, are these people shocked by this? Or is that on the side effects
list? I think they didn't expect it.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I will tell you that my brother wants to lose some weight, and he was talking to me about this the other day, and he said that he was talking to his doctor about it, and he's not diabetic, but he's really close. He's on the borderline. If he lost some weight, he could manage it through that way, but he needs to lose some weight. So he was talking to the doctor about it, and the doctor said, if you want to try it, you know, he said, you could do it because you are pre-diabetic and you need to lose this weight. So Ken goes to get the prescription filled, and the pharmacist said, are you taking this for weight loss? Or are you diabetic?
What? And
it's not the pharmacist's
description. No, listen. And he said, Ken said, well, I'm my ACL, is that what it is?
ACH?
Like really high. Mm-hmm. He's on the borderline of being diabetic.
Yeah.
And the pharmacist said, oh, okay. He said, well, we have so many people taking it just to lose weight, we can't even keep up. We can't keep it in stock.
But wouldn't that be the doctor's fault for prescribing it to people who just need to lose weight?
So, can't you get it prescribed? Like, even if you're not diabetic,
apparently I know several people that are taking it. That aren't diabetic, but they're taking it just to lose weight. And I said the same thing. I was like, can the pharmacist do that?
I was going to say, I feel like I'm a little mad at the pharmacist because I'm like, how are you going to question me on what I need the medicine for when the doctor prescribed it? I'm not just here picking it up willy-nilly.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. And Ken said that when he told him that he was going to do it, you know, that he needed it for the diabetes, then he said, oh, okay, well, I'll give it to you. And I was like, is that his choice? Was he not allowed to
give it?
What?
Can the pharmacist decide not to give you medicine?
I said the same thing. That's I have bizarre. No idea. If we have a pharmacist listening, please let us know.
Wait, that's wild, if so.
It's like a HIPAA violation or something.
Some kind of medical, right?
I was 6 years old, and it was around Easter time.
Uh-huh.
And I went into a pharmacy because they sold the Cadbury cream eggs that I love so much. And my dad gave me $5. And he goes, go get yourself some candy. And so I did. Now, $5 back then, that was a lot. I mean, it was great.
You bought a lot of eggs.
And I went up there and I just wanted two eggs and I had that $5 bill. And it was the kind of place where the pharmacist, you know, in addition, the pharmacist would also handle the register. You had to go to the pharmacy counter.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, was it like an old-timey kind of pharmacy place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in
Western times.
Yeah. Western
times.
This isn't Columbia, Maryland, so I can't use my music, but this was back in Holliston, Massachusetts,
uh-huh.
when I was a little kid. And that pharmacist looked at me. I'm like 6 years old. And I literally started crying. He goes, I hadn't thought of this in years. Did you take this money from your parents? You steal out of your mom's purse? A lot of money. He said, that's a lot of money for a little kid.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to. I can't sell you these.
He didn't sell it?
Oh,
he said, leave the eggs. Take yourself out.
Are you joking? Is this a bit?
No, this is true.
Okay.
Oh, leave the eggs.
We got two lines ringing. You've got to get, okay. You got to answer.
Ask if they're pharmacists.
Yes. Good morning. Did your pharmacist think that you were stealing money? Or, I'm sorry. No. Good morning. You're calling about the Ozempic? You're live?
I'm calling about a pharmacist not filling prescriptions.
Okay. Yeah. How
you
live?
Are you a pharmacist or did this happen to you?
It has happened to me actually several times since moving to Georgia.
What?
Why?
They just flat out say no.
I am a chronic pain patient,
uh-huh.
and I have other health issues, and I have had multiple different pharmacies refuse to fill my pain medication.
Because they think,
wow.
On a moral grounds is how one of them in particular put it.
Sure.
And I've called their corporate offices, and they support them on it.
Because it's such a problem. Yeah,
I have heard in instances of pharmacists like not selling a Plan B or something like that. But I feel like if it's prescribed by a doctor, that should feel like a different scenario.
Well, I feel like the doctor overrules the pharmacist.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they should.
If your doctor prescribes you pain medicine,
until it gets to the pharmacy's company, the pharmacist's company, I guess to avoid lawsuits.
Did I hear a rooster behind you, sir?
Wow.
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Good ears.
Nice. Good. Thank you. Man, thank you for the call, and I'm sorry you got to go through that. Because it's such a problem.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would actually lose my mind if a doctor prescribed me medicine and then the pharmacist said
you can't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that's what I said to my brother. I was like, can he do that?
Wow.
Yeah.
No other calls about $5 in Cadbury eggs. That's fine.
I'm so sorry about that. That's happening.
All right.
Wow.
But wait, there's more is next.
Wait, there's more. Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
Y'all, I got some great news. Expiration dates could soon be a thing of the past. And in the process, we all could become scientists. Who's in?
What?
McMaster,
what are you talking
about? McMaster University researchers explain how new packaging products could give better markers for food spoilage instead of expiration dates. But would the food manufacturers adopt them? Packaging could offer visible cues when food spoils, offer a handheld test, including a mini lab with a self-activating test.
This is easier than just printing an expiration date on there.
This is so much work.
Did you say the McMaster School?
The McMaster University.
What is that, McDonald's?
No, it's not them. Hey, man. Ultimately, researchers argued that more effective packaging would save consumers money and cut down on food waste. However, the packaging would allow more expensive, and that cost, of course, is passed down to us. Expiration dates tend to be arbitrary, just to play it safe. So a lot of them, you probably got another couple weeks. You don't know.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We don't need that.
No kidding.
For real. I want to be a scientist every time I go to eat something. What about you?
No.
But wait, there's more from Dallas.
I do not. You like pickles? You like wine? Put a pickle in your wine bottle, because here's what's going on. Frozen is selling pickle-flavored wine spritzers just in time for summertime. They did it last year. They came up with the idea as an April Fool's joke. But it turned out people said, oh, I want some more pickle-flavored wine spritzers.
That sounds gnarly.
It doesn't,
like,
it though?
Like, yeah. In a bad way.
Yeah. It's 6% alcohol, which is like a beer or hard seltzer. Last year's version came in an 8.4-ounce can. This year, they've upped it to 12 ounces because everybody wants more pickle. And so...
Everybody.
Everybody wants some more pickle. But y'all, listen to this. Getting that pickle is going to cost you.
Save that.
You can pre-order an 8-pack online for $50.
That's not, no, not wow. worth it.
$50 for a pickle-flavored wine seltzer? No Are way. You kidding me? I'm going to take some wine, some seltzer water, and pickle juice and make my own.
Well, I was going to ask, if you were going to put a pickle in your wine, would you rather it be in white wine or red wine?
Red.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds so nasty.
I actually do think I would pick red.
I know what? I would pick red. Yeah.
I think the flavors would work, like, well.
Ideally, neither. But.
Especially if it's been aged like in a wood barrel or something like that. Because, you know, like a wood-flavored pickle seltzer kind of thing.
Do you want the pickle to taste like wood or the wine to taste like wood?
Well, I want the wine to taste like the barrel.
Okay.
You know, what's your perfect pickle pairing? 404-741-1111.
That smoky flavor from a red wine.
I think it would
love
pair
that.
Well with
I
the could, pickle.
I could put the pickle in that.
Me too.
You can save that too.
This whole pickle thing's out of control.
Yeah, that story, it's like a field of landmines.
It is, but so is a pickle flavor wine seltzer. I don't think we need that, Clausen.
No.
Amanda.
Well, how about some from pickles to weenies?
Oh, I
you gotta be kidding me. Y'all are just stepping on landmines left and right. You gotta stop.
Marcus is gonna quit, y'all. I checked the save that's yesterday. We're at the 2-week mark of save that's in 4 days.
We met our quota. God.
Amanda, say that one more time.
From pickles to weenies.
Yes. I love that.
A New York Mets fan was removed from his seat at Citi Field during Tuesday's $1 hot dog night. This is exactly why Philadelphia decided we're not doing $1 hot dog night anymore, because it's stuff like this happens. A bunch of fans were throwing hot dogs at one single person sitting in his seat. They just were weenies everywhere.
Save that.
Save that.
The man who
Dang.
Just think if they were eating these weenies and drinking the pickle at the same time. Save that!
Oh my God. You're just, Marcus is going to walk out of here.
He has to take the whole break.
Yeah, just play the whole thing back.
Anyways, I just, the gist of my story is they were throwing pickles.
Oh my God.
This happened yesterday at the same time. This is, what? We're going to get talked to.
What is happening?
Hot dogs. They were throwing hot dogs at the man.
Mike is going to be so mad.
Oh, I know. This
he's
is,
not
guys,
here.
This
he's guy, not here.
Yeah,
he's
good thing
here.
He's on vacation.
I know, but this is going to lead to additional training.
Garrett, just say that's all.
Well, I have some more. I want to talk. I'm excited about my story.
I think Garrett's allowed to speak. Go ahead, Garrett.
All right, they're calling it the heist of the century. Thieves made off with thousands of dollars and over 100 pounds of smoked salmon from a Seattle
from pickles
fish market.
To wieners to salmon.
With pickles and weenies.
Good morning. What pickles and fish?
Desiree Chin, she is the owner of the fish market, said her employees found evidence of a break-in when they came to open the Seattle Fish Guys fish market on Sunday morning. She said they took some cash from the back, some office junk, but they mainly took all the smoked salmon.
Off-air Marcus glared through the door. He is so mad.
Oh, my God. She said, we had it piled high, and they specifically took all the smoked salmon, 100 pounds at least. That's so much freaking fish. Oh, my God.
You saved that
How
one.
Did you move it?
They were going to eat it and drink pickle seltzers.
She said the business has surveillance cameras, but the cameras were not working at the time of the burglary.
Yeah, okay.
And if that wasn't fishy enough for you, she suspects that the burglars are customers. She said that they would have needed to have knowledge of some of the items that they stole, including jerky and salmon collar, which she said was packaged inconspicuously.
Yeah.
She's confused as to why the thieves stole the fish. Which is valued at $27.99 per pound instead of the valuable non-perishable merchandise like alcohol. Desiree went on to say they need to keep it refrigerated or they're going to have to eat a lot of it because it's going to spoil. But wait,
that's great.
Fortunately, that's
somebody
all.
Somebody just texted and said, I need some of what y'all got.
Where?
Plenty of that available for
Marcus
you.
Texted us and said, for crying out loud. Well,
all right. I am crying out loud.
I hear it. There's only one way we could save this. The small business 15-second buzzer beer. That's what we're going to help out small business owners. You get 15 seconds to talk about your business when we get back.
There it is.
Kincaid and Dallas. Happy National Small Business Week. Around this time all week, we've been saluting small businesses from just around Georgia. Call in right now. Tell us about your small business. If you own this place, pump it up. You get 15 seconds. We love small businesses. We want to help at 404-741-1015.
Make it count. Those 15 seconds, make it shine. Give us something that's going to go, make us go, oh my gosh, I need to Google that place. Where is it? What's the deal? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Like Dallas's fingernail hut.
Ew, my fingernail
hut. Yep, you sell your fingernails. This is a side hustle. You don't talk about this. You run this hut when you're done with the show.
If you want beautiful nails, the most exciting nails, the best nails out there, at the most clean nail facility, you'll never have to worry about getting a fungus. Look,
well, that's a big plus.
Wow, you sold me.
Let me tell you something. That is one thing women worry about right there.
It's true.
And I want to know, is this place clean? My place is so clean you can eat off the floor.
Okay.
I thought this was a place that sold like fingernail clippings, but it's a nail salon.
I was disappointed too. That was my vision for her business, Gary.
It's a nail salon, baby.
Let's go ahead and grab a call. Good morning. You're live on the radio. You get 15 seconds. Where's your small business? What is it?
Good morning. My name is Tiffany. I'm owner of Bookkeeping with Tiffany LLC, and I'm looking to connect with small businesses and build a relationship to help them stay up to date on their financial health.
Perfect.
I can be found on Facebook or emailed at info@bookkeepingwithtiffany.com.
And Tiffany, you actually, unlike us, I lied about it on my resume. You can use Microsoft Excel, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Wow. Something to brag about. And Tiffany, quick question. Don't you worry about nail fungus when you go to your nail salon?
Well, I'm going to
go to
the nail salon.
Tiffany, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Kincaid and Dallas, you're live on the radio. Tell us about your small business.
Hi, I'm Jessica, and I am the owner and CEO of Mustard Seed Adoption Consultants, and we help families all across the country adopt domestically and serve those families and be an advocate for them in their back pocket, which is so hard to find in the adoption world today, but serving those families is such a joy.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You're doing amazing work.
Love that.
Give us some contact info. What's your website?
Yeah, it's Mustard Seed Adoption Consultants with an S. com, and you can email us this there or schedule a free consult for a call to figure out how we can help.
Cool. All right.
Thank you very much. Awesome. Appreciate you.
What a great, that is so awesome.
Yeah. National Small Business Week. We're just trying to help out. 15 seconds is all yours. Good morning. You're live.
Hey, how you doing? This is Seth with Quality Repair Services out of Lawrenceville. We're a tractor trailer company. We do fleet maintenance. We do roadside assistance. If your boys can tear it up, me or one of my boys will fix it. Our phone number is 770-339-3922. One more time, 770-339-3922. We do on-site welding, trailer repair, door repair, engine repair, transmission, clutch, brakes. If you tear it up, we will fix it.
Okay, wait a second. Services. I got one question. If I have a flat tire, can you come out and fix it for me?
On passenger vehicle, no. On tractor trailers, yes.
Okay, when I'm driving my tractor trailer, I'll call you.
Excellent. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Do you have any extra truck horns that would fit inside a Grand Cherokee?
I take down my phone number. I've actually got a set of train horns at the house.
I can't. Thank you. I love you, but no. Dude, you
get
arrested for that.
I know. I see the future. It's in jail. Last call. National Small Business Week. Tell us about your small business. You're live.
Good morning. If you are searching for a great real estate agent in Georgia, please call Don Boyd at 678-725-5589.
Okay. Don, thank you very much. Appreciate
you. That was quick
and easy. Very straight. There she goes. Yes. Love it.
Ooh, all right.
Kincaid and Dallas.
My kids went through a phase right before Christmas. Was the peak of this phase. The we want to save cash money in the house, and we'd like our own banks for Christmas, please, Santa.
Aww.
So Santa brought two banks for my kids. They're cool. They
remind
me
of piggy banks?
No, they're better. They actually, you can put the dollars in and like a soda machine.
Cool.
Like that. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's really cool.
Lord, I love that.
I know.
Yeah, cool. Is there like a passcode to open it or something?
There is. And because they were purchased online sort of cheaply by Santa, the person who yells,
password, please. Sounds like he's like, password, please. He sounds like he's from, he's
wait
got
a minute,
like
a, the machine says that?
Yeah. He's, yeah, he's got,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want yeah. one of these.
So he's a European, he's it. A European man who yells wow. at you, password, please. Password, please. And so, and they don't remember their passwords. But anyway, they're over this. And so now they think that, we just are such an amazingly wealthy household that they can just throw money on the floor, like no big deal. So we're always seeing change on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is disgusting. How many quarters, like, their money is just, always, they throw it at each other, and it's always on the floor. So, during dinner, we're cleaning up, and Erin looks down. She sees a penny. She goes, oh, it's good luck.
It's on heads.
And she closed her eyes, and she made a wish.
That's right. That's what you do.
And I said, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, baby, you okay? Is that a migraine? You all right?
You never heard this.
You've never heard of that?
I saw a penny heads up in the park the other day. I didn't pick it up, but...
You always pick up. If it's a penny on heads, you always pick mm-hmm. it up.
Yeah, it's good luck.
It's something about Lincoln.
I'll look it up. I'll see why it is.
President Lincoln approves of you or something, and you find it, and a loved one is watching over you.
Oh, okay.
It's,
I didn't know
it's
this.
Something about that. It's something... I know it has something to do with a loved one in Lincoln. I know that. But it's always been good luck.
It says... I don't know who they is, but the statement says they believed that items such as copper were gifts from the gods. If you found some, you snagged it because it could provide protection from the from evil. Legend also has it that you can't just walk away without picking up a heads up. If you find a penny heads up, it is associated with good and therefore free for the taking.
Yes.
Interesting.
I've always heard
literally means good luck for you.
You find it on tails, you flip that over. So the next
somebody
person
else,
that finds
I don't
it,
touch
it'll
it.
Be heads.
I don't touch it if it's on tails.
That's what my wife says, that her dad, like, he would always do this. If he saw something flip, he would leave it.
Flip
and
it over.
And leave it there.
Did you read my email that I sent out today? Because guess what the fun fact is?
What?
Americans throw away up to $68 million in coins every year.
I saw that the other day, and I was like, oh my Lord, I don't. I got a jar. I put it all in.
And here's the thing, and it's good for you to do that. Now, here's the time I've done that, is when my cup holders, they
throw them away?
Okay, here's what happened. Okay, back when I was eating really poor, you guys, a lot of things kind of wound up at the cup holders, you know? A lot of sweet and sour sauce wound up in there.
Yep.
And it created, you know, so you have, like, you know, this gross. It would look like a fossil of sweet and sour sauce and coins, and
I guess there's no saving those.
That's disgusting.
Well, you're part of the 68 million.
I was
throw it away.
You're just coins, a disgusting goop in
a
your
penny earned is a penny saved.
There were Skittles in there. Maybe even some
Reese cups.
Yeah, Reese cups in there as well.
What kind of potion are you making?
Really,
Gary? That's my car cauldron.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah,
that's gosh, that happened. So anyway, so I didn't know that. I went my entire life not knowing about
that
the penny.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that is very amazing that you didn't know that.
Right.
Now, has anyone ever gone to a place where there's a water fountain with coins?
And stolen them?
No.
I would never steal someone's wishes.
No. You've only got a quarter, but you don't think your wish is worth it. And you make change. Has anyone ever, besides me, made change?
Okay, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Can you break a quarter?
You're telling me you put the quarter in the fountain and you took out 15 cents?
25 pennies.
Not pennies, I took a bunch of nickels.
You took like two dimes and a nickel?
Yep.
Oh my Lord.
I made change. Now technically,
you're going to hell for that.
I'm not though, because here's the thing, hold on. I didn't take their wishes.
Yes,
because,
you did. You took them. You took them out.
I put a quarter in. No, I just.
You can't touch other people's coins in the water.
That's now those wishes are going to come true for you, and you don't know what they were wishing for. Give me something you don't even want.
Text us at 404-741-115 if you also made change in a coin fountain.
First of all, I don't want to stick my hand in a coin fountain.
Me either.
That's nasty.
That's what I was just thinking. I wouldn't put any part of my body in the coin fountain.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm the only one in the world who does that, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm on my island.
You better not ever do that with me.
Why would we ever be together where I would do that with you?
You never know.
Hey, it's producer Amanda, and the show never ends. See all the behind-the-scenes videos and pics by jumping on KincaidAndDallas.com.
I'd like to thank the guy who spoke with Amanda off the air who says, no, he did not make change in a water fountain like I did years ago while making a wish with a quarter. That's too much for this wish. Let me make some change. Splash, 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 and all right, that's 20 cents. That'll work.
Well, do you remember what you wished?
Yeah, it was for a job.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
it happened. I prayed and wished for a job, and the job came true.
Wow.
Yeah, it did.
Interesting.
But a man said he made change in the collection plate at church.
Now I gotta tell you, I've seen that firsthand. I have seen that with my own eyes.
Okay, now here's the thing. Okay, all right. I hate to say the words devil's advocate about a church collection plate, but devil's advocate, okay? If you've only got a 50,
You're not, listen, you love the Lord. You do, but you gotta get breakfast later.
This one, it seems like it would be bad because you're doing that in church, but when you really think about it, it's not bad because he still donated money. And he didn't take anyone's wish. Yeah. He just had to make the change.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly.
What did you learn on today's show, Dallas?
Oh Lord, what did I learn? I learned that Aaron does not want to go to the hotel.
Okay, if you don't know what's happening, that sounds really weird.
She wants to stay at home with the kids and with you and fix the toilet seat. Yep. And what else is broken?
Everything. Oh. Everything, Dallas.
Kincaid's heart.
It's all broken. Yeah. No, I know that she's been stressed out, and I know that she's wanted a break. And she said before, she's been trying to just read an article on her phone or whatever. She's like, I can't even get 2 minutes to just read this. And I said, I'll take the kids. You take an hour. And I've just grabbed the kids, and I've left with the kids before, and she's been very grateful. So Dallas and I were talking yesterday on the show, and Dallas said, get her a hotel room the night before Mother's Day, the Saturday into Sunday, and just let her just be, you know, relax. Maybe, you know, she'll never do this, a hotel but with a spa.
She doesn't want.
She's not a spa person.
There you go.
I bought the hotel room, supposed to be non-refundable, and she said no. So
there you go.
Yep.
Well, we did get a lot of messages that said, if she doesn't want that, then at least, you know, take the kids out of the house for the day.
I will. I'll do that. And because we learned that all mothers want on Mother's Day. A lot of them, they love their families, but a nice break would be great. And I understand them. We're going to do that. We're going to go over to Dallas's house.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Pool day at Dallas's.
Did you know that?
Right. For Mother's Day.
That we're.
Y'all are more than welcome to come. I won't be home, but you can come right on. Oh, you mean to.
Why am I?
You mean to leave you some food in the fridge?
Dallas, open up.
He's like, actually, this is sounding better and better.
This is a great day.
whose turn is it? Mine?
Yours?
Yes, it's your turn.
I learned that it's salad month, which
is
silly because why does Sally get a whole month?
Salad.
Oh, it's just Sally. Why does Sally get a whole month? Why can't I have a whole month?
Honestly, am I in the same way that, like, you know, what did Susan do that was so awful? Like, why do they call her Lazy Susan? They invented that thing. That's awful. You know, I felt bad for Susan. I do.
You feel bad for Sally Salad?
I do.
Yeah.
All of it.
Listen. Jared, that nobody's as bad as that whole thing starting with Karen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's true.
But like I said, not all of us are like that.
There are kind Karens.
That's right.
I've met a couple of them.
Yeah. Some whose house will be available on Mother's Day.
I learned that, who was it, Google? They're bringing audio emojis to the platform.
Which I don't think we need.
It's a soundboard. Yeah. They're just making a soundboard.
Yep.
This has already been done. You don't have to call it audio emojis. Well, they're called sound effects.
Normal people don't. No more people don't use soundboards.
I guess.
I have an answer for Lazy Susan.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell us.
First of all, did you guys know that Thomas Jefferson invented the Lazy Susan?
I didn't know. I thought it was someone named Susan.
And second of all, his daughter's name was Susan.
Oh, no.
Was she lazy? Was she lazy?
This said, according to lore, Thomas Jefferson invented the device, which was known as a dumbwaiter for his daughter, Susan. Who often complained that she was always the last to be served at the dinner table. I mean, that, you know, that's just the story, but
okay.
All right.
I don't know if any of that's true, but
I believe it word for word.
Yeah, put it on the Susan and like spin it around, and hopefully she got the arrow pointing at her so she could eat first.
Have a wonderful day.
That's our show.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello.
No, but goodbye. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.